David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion workplace pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Hello, everybody, and this is Stacy from The Advisor, and I'm so excited today because we have Ron Beckenfeld. He is the CEO of Superior Source Vitamins, and it was founded by him and his father. They had worked together, and they created this amazing vitamin supplement company, and Ron has spent his whole life dedicated to health, and today he wants to talk about a couple of topics that he thinks have a significant meaning and impact in our society. And today, one of the things he wanted to talk about was immune health boosters and stress management and mental health and wellness, and then some nutritional tips on optimal health. So Ron, tell everybody a little about what you do and who you are, and tell them a little about, you know, some of the topics that you were discussing just previously that you feel a lot of people need to understand in our society.
Well, I want to start off saying, I want to thank you for being on your show, and you're doing a great service. And what I want to do is educate people and motivate them to really do the best they can do for their health and their family and everything else with that. And it doesn't take a lot of effort, just a little bit of a time.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I don't know if you want to go over how I started. My dad was in the liquor business.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't in the vitamin company.
Oh, okay. So it was you who started when
I started the vitamin company on the trunk of my car.
Okay.
1960s, mid-60s, somewhere in that area when nobody was taking supplements. And I would go around to these health facilities. There wasn't that many of them. And they were very like mama, what you call real mama papa.
Yeah.
No Sprouts or Whole Foods or any of that kind of thing. Some of these places were 1,000 square feet, if that. And then the owner was there all the time. And I'd get in my car and, you know, a lot of me would schmooze and this and that. And they'd buy the supplements. It just started like that then I went to my closet in a small warehouse.
Right.
I used to go out and have somebody make what you'd call white label, and I would put my brand on it and then sell it. And it just constantly grew from there over the decades.
That's
so
amazing.
I've been in it over 50 years. And I've learned how to take care of myself. But I think we want to touch on maybe some health products for immunity.
Well, you know what? Since COVID has struck, you know, a lot of people had noticed a decline in their immune system. You know, a lot of people had struggled with the virus. A lot of people contracted the virus. It did a lot of damage to people in different ways. Some people felt fogginess and clarity. Some people, their immune system went down and they noticed different types of, issues with their bodies after COVID. And, a lot of people were just very nervous about their immune system overall. If they didn't catch the virus, they didn't want to catch the virus. And so, you know, they were looking for ways to build their immune system up. So really, it applies to people that had the virus and people who, you know, want to protect themselves from the virus. And to this day, you know, it's been a very touchy subject. People want to, you know, keep their immune system as strong as possible, because now with what they see, you know, with the virus, and they see all these different strands coming out, and people are all different age groups, and, you know, lots of people have different conditions, they want to protect themselves. And I know that you are a big advocate when it comes to building the immune system up, and you've even created some supplements and vitamins to help with the immune system. So maybe you could touch base on, you know, your intake about the immune system and ways that you feel can help people actually improve their immune system.
Well, first of all, I want to touch on, if you're not getting enough rest or you're running around, you're going to run your system down. So that makes you more susceptible to anything. Then we start talking, if you're not eating good food, now you're getting a double whammy.
Yeah.
So, you know, No matter COVID or no COVID, I mean, you don't want to get. I picked up the COVID, but I only had it for a few days. It
Right.
went away.
Mm-hmm.
But I got plenty of rest, plenty of water to do the things to protect yourself.
Right.
Just those basic things, like I said, plenty of rest, eating a good food. The stress will drag your immune system right, will kill you. Try to stay away from as much stress as possible. And there are some supplements that do help. We happen to manufacture a product called Advanced Zinc. I don't know if we can see it. No, I'm sorry. That has zinc and vitamin D, which has been proven to help the immune system. That is a very popular item. And even though the COVID's over, I will still suggest to keep your D's up and your zinc's up, zinc levels up.
Yes.
And you're talking about most of our self-under very important. Meditation along and keep the stress away as much as possible. Like my dad said, give them the ulcers, don't get them.
A lot of people, you know, it's very, you know, having zinc in your daily diet and having vitamin D, you know, is very important. They say you should have zinc every day, and you should have vitamin D also, because most people are deficient in vitamin D.
Correct. That product, our Advanced Zinc, has 5,000 D and I think 25 zinc, which is more than adequate. And even you should have, like, I look at it as an insurance policy, taking supplements. Nothing's better than the real thing. And I make my living selling supplements. Nothing's better than taking care of yourself, proper exercise, proper nutrition. And as far as exercise, you got to be careful. If you overtrain or do too much, you will drag your immune system down.
Right.
Because I remember years ago, I used to train so hard. And I went, why am I getting sick all the time? I was getting just sick. And I cut back and I stopped getting sick because you need everything is when you work out, you're on the teardown. The
Yeah.
rest, you need the rest and you need the food for the feed to keep you balanced. And a lot of people, you know, you overtrain on too much cardio and you drag yourself down. You need a rest.
Right.
You're going the next day and you haven't really fully recuperated 100%.
Yeah.
Not good. And working out can become very addictive, and you mentally can mess you up if you're going to miss a workout. It kind of thinks you're out of step or something, and it bothers you. At least
Right.
it does me, and many people I've talked to. So, overtraining and overexercising and not getting enough rest will drag your immune system down 100%.
And what about incorporating vitamin C? Is vitamin C also a good combination to take with vitamin D and zinc?
I think so. Yes. Again, I look at it as an insurance policy. I don't think you get enough of, even if you're eating food. I mean, I don't believe in drinking fruit juice because it's too much sugar. I don't drink any fruit juice whatsoever.
Yeah.
All in, you get no fiber in the juice at all, basically.
Right.
And it's all I'm eating the fresh fruit, and it gives you the fiber to see. But I don't. You got to eat enough of it, so that's where it's
Right.
called food supplements. They're really food supplements are wonderful. They have their purpose,
Yeah. No, I agree with you. I think that's very
especially the
true.
food you're getting now. And we just touched on learning how to read labels. I mean, if you read the labels, I mean, a lot of stuff is even in the supplements, you have more inactives than actives,
Yeah.
unfortunately. And you look at other ingredients. Always look at that.
Maybe you could touch base and explain to people, because I don't think a lot of people actually understand inactive versus active.
The active is what you want to have. Inactives, you need it to put the tablet together. It's like building a house.
Gotcha.
You need the bricks. You need the mortar. You need all that. You need the drive. Then you end up with a finished product. That same thing, like in our superior source, most companies have more inactives than actives because, especially in the tablets, you need the flowing agents and so on and so forth. And the vast majority of them are chemicals. Our
Right.
superior source, we have the active. The reason the tablet's very small, we do have full potency actives, but our inactives are basically stevia, lactose, And that's it, and a very, very small amount of lactose just so the product can run.
Right.
But the inactives, and you'll see that a lot on every other ingredients, on every vitamin label.
You
And a
know,
lot of times, yeah.
no, I think it's very important for people to understand that. You know, it's you really have to read the labels, like you said, and look at what's active and what's not active, and make sure, like you said, that things are also, you know, don't have a lot of fillers in them. Because we've talked about that in a previous conversation too. You know, people buy vitamins and they buy supplements, and they, you know, they don't really realize that a lot of these extra, things that are put in, you know, ingredients that are put into the vitamins and supplements are just fillers, and they're not really doing much, you know. And it's just, you know, for some vitamin companies, you know, thank God not yours, because you're, you know, you take your vitamins and supplements very seriously. But there are a lot of people out there, because it's a billion-dollar business, where they'll just try to put the least amount of supplement or vitamin into the product, and they put in all these fillers because it costs less money to produce. And then people are paying top dollar for these vitamins and supplements, thinking that they're getting a good product, and they're actually getting gypped because they're not getting a lot of zinc, or they're not getting a lot of vitamin D and so forth.
Well, you got not all of it right. There are putting the full potencies, but it's the other still other ingredients. I mean, it's kind of like a.
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion Workplace Pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
I call it an arms race where everybody's doing one up. You know, it used to be when I started a business, 100 IUE and 200 was the highest potency you'd get, really. Then it went to 400, which really exploded the vitamin E business. Now, 1,000 IUs of E.
Okay.
But you still have to have the inactives in there
Yes.
to make it work. You got to have in the manufacturing process, you know, silica and many other type of things, like mannitol, sorbitol, which are su somewhat sweeteners, maltose, dextrin. They use a lot, which is generally a derivative from corn or corn sugar. We kind of stay away from all of that.
Right.
I don't know if we're the invention of it, but we're one of the first to come out with what's called the clean product. We've been touting this for at least 20 years.
Yeah.
And
No,
that's a
you've been around for a while, and I've been
yeah,
taking this for a while.
80 years old in August, you know, kicking around. Been
Yeah.
taking supplements pretty much my whole life. And they seem to work for me. And like I said, the eating and resting is the most important thing.
Now, what about stress management and, you know, mental wellness? Because, you know, in our society, we're in a go-go society. Things are constantly happening, and everybody's life, you know, has, you know, a lot of obstacles. You know, it's almost impossible not to be, you know, encountered by obstacles almost on a daily basis. And, you
Absolutely.
know, society is just, you know, constantly doing, 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 doing. And, you know, a lot of people suffer from stress, and they suffer from mental health. And a lot of times the stress causes the mental health. And, you know, there are ways and natural ways to help that. And what are some ways that you think are good for mental health and
First of all, I
for
want to touch on, I
anxiety?
think stress is probably least talked about. I think the biggest killer of them all.
Oh, it is. It is.
I mean, it's a real, you know, a lot of it, if you know it's coming, you can deal with it. A lot of time it comes like a brick out of the night and hits you, and you just get you flat off guard, and those are the ones that get you. And then they
Yeah.
link. Everybody takes stress a little differently.
Right.
I find the best way to manage it is with some any kind of exercise, light exercise. I don't care what you do, that will take it works 100%. It'll
Yeah.
lessen the stress because you don't think about it so much. You get more focused somewhere else. But staying away from that stress, and especially in daily life, it's nothing but bad news every time you turn on the TV. It's stressful.
Yeah.
Some people take it different than other. Or you find out, hey, you go to the doctor and you got a problem. You know, maybe something real serious, and that stress.
Right.
I think that's the real killer more than anything else.
Oh yeah, I
I
definitely
think
did.
it's even going along with that diet eating bad is pretty much right in there, because it
Well,
comes to blindside you a lot of
oh
time.
yeah, definitely. And you know, they say 70% of illnesses are caused by stress.
Oh, I believe that for sure. How can you manage it? The things we've been talking about is buffers, but I think a little meditation, even if you do it in your bed, you just lay there and just breathe through your nose before you get up in the morning or at night and kind of relax and let your mind, drift. Maybe some nice, easy music, nothing, no heavy metal or anything like that. Hardcore music, just so it relaxes. Actually, put in the right frame of mind and surrounding your people, surrounded by as least negativeness as possible.
And when it comes to like nutrition and optimal health, maybe you can share some of the things that you do that kept you healthy and kept you well and kept you looking this good all these years. Now, I know that you're a big protein fan and you especially love the keto protein. You know, what are some things that really you felt had a huge impact in your life when it came to your health and nutrition?
I think basically e eating fresh food as much as possible. And one thing I know for sure is you get older, you just need more protein. It's as simple as that. As you get older, your activities go down, your muscle mass goes away, and you need to get that up. It used to be there was a half a gram per po protein per body per pound. Now it's a gram, they're talking even more. Everything is based on a protein diet for me, and then I build on fresh food behind it. And I eat 4 to 5 times a day. It's usually 1 to 2 drinks and 3 solid meals. And I about 2.5 to 4 hours apart. And I get very, regular at that eating. I get hungry at the same time. I try to eat always at the same time. Another myth is I don't think you need to stop eating at 5 or 6 in the evening. If you're an active person, let's say you work out in 4 or 5 in the afternoon, you can't wait to have dinner. I mean, you need to eat. I eat even late at night though, because after I've worked out in a day, that's where all the energy happens, the rebuild, the recoup, the re everything. So if you eat at 5 in the afternoon, you eat at 6 in the morning, you got a long time there, almost 12 hours. But if you I eat a little later. I eat between 7 and 7:30 every night. It seems to work for me. And again, I get my protein about close to 200 grams a day with a lot of fresh food.
Now,
I eat when I'm just hungry,
and that's
The
actually when
protein
you're
drinks
supposed to
are
eat.
protein is extremely filling to me. And you only get about 150 calories to 200 calories. I mean, I consider it a meal. So you can, with 3 protein drinks and 3 meals, you can be under 2,000 calories very easily every day, which is not bad.
No, not at all. Now, you have, like, when we were talking about stress and we were talking about mental health management, don't you have a supplement that actually helps promote calmness?
Yeah, we have a actually. I don't have a bottle of it with me. I should have. It's called a calming formula. It has 5-HTP, L-theanine, and GABA. Those are all
Oh,
known
nice.
relaxants. It's a real nice product. I developed it myself.
I
And
think
that, yeah,
no, I think it's very
it's
important.
right under the tongue. It's a very small tablet. No water necessary. On all our products, there's no water necessary.
That's
No
great.
swallowing. You let it just under your tongue or on your tongue in your mouth, it'll just dissolve.
I think that's so important because so many people do not like taking pills. That's why gummies became so popular because people do not like swallowing pills. So that's why your product is so great is because it just dissolves. You could put it underneath the tongue or on the tongue and it just dissolves you don't have to swallow that pill. So many people are very uncomfortable with swallowing a pill.
Right, and some of the pills are very large. Capsules too, they're large. I mean, they're maybe a little easier, the soft gels to get down. But if you're going to get some potencies in there, you're going to have, you have to have you have to have the room to put them in a tablet. You can't, to put 2 pounds of material in a 1 pound bag.
Exactly.
We've found a way of making tablets with our the way we manufacture. You don't need the big tablets, because we are eliminating all the excessive binders, fillers, and excipients. We actually have none.
Right. I was taking a supplement one time, and it was a large pill, and it got stuck in my throat because, and it was terrifying, so it's nice to be able to have a pill that's small, that dissolves, right as you, it's going down, and you don't have to worry about something like that.
Right, and you actually avoid the digestion too. If it goes under your tongue, you're not digesting.
Right.
And in your buccal, it's called buccal. That'll be in your cheeks, which is a gland, a gland that will absorb it.
So does it go right, instead of digesting it goes right into the bloodstream? Is that how it works?
I'm not allowed to say it because
Oh, okay.
that's called a drug. But we our products are not drugs, but. The way you take them with that under that tongue, if you do want to put it on your tongue or on your over your tongue,
Just in the
they're
system
very
faster.
effective. It's very effective.
That's great. I like that. I like that idea. I like it not having to go through the digestive system, because sometimes I've taken supplements and it's gone through the digestive system and it's actually irritated my stomach.
Oh,
So,
yeah, that can happen.
yeah. And, I also wanted to ask you about energy boosters. So many people struggle with fatigue because, like, as we were saying, people are always on the go. And sometimes it could be maybe not getting enough of sleep, or just doing too much, or just, the food you're eating. But whatever the case may be, what are some ideas that you have that, in a fast-paced world, ways that you could boost your energy and, fulfill, have a life where you don't feel like you're dragging your feet. You feel like you can, you really.
To be really honest with you, there's a lot of products on the market, but and all of them are jacked up with caffeine,
Yeah,
basically.
it's not good for the heart either.
Just a good cup of, like, I'm going to go to the gym when we're done. I'm going to have a cup of coffee.
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion Workplace Pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Instead of, what does it cost to make 50 or 75 cents at home? And instead of getting these energy drinks that are loaded with sugar, sugar will give you the energy too.
Yeah.
Not the way to go, but I mean, some of the beautiful herbal teas with the green tea, the maca, so on and so forth. There's
Yeah.
that's the way to go. And but if you get all what we've been talking about the above, take care of yourself. And I only drink coffee before I go to the gym, and it makes me a little stronger. It gives me a little bit more energy. But I mean, I don't take those energy drinks that have 300, 400, 500 milligrams of caffeine, which a cup of coffee is between 50 and 100 milligrams.
Yeah.
That's all you need if you really want to get a boost here and there. And you build after a while, if you take too much of coffee, so many cups a day or whatever, or those energy, you become immune to that stuff, and it come chasing your tail, I call it. You just can't, all of a sudden you're up it and up it and up and up it, and it's no good.
Right, exactly.
I think a cup of coffee or a great green tea or any of those are just perfect. A little stimulants, it's actually good for you, I think.
Oh, it definitely is. I like actually I like there's an organic matcha powder I use, and then I
Right.
mix it in with your beetroot powder, and it has like a nice, the beetroot gives the matcha tea a nice flavor, and both of them give me a lot of energy between the matcha tea, and then it boosts my metabolism, and then the beetroot, which also helps you with your energy boost. The two of them combine, I'll drink throughout the day, and actually it takes away my urge for coffee. For some reason, I don't drink as much coffee. I don't have the urge for coffee as much anymore. I drink a half a cup, where I used to drink a lot of different cups of coffee throughout the day. And I get the same amount of energy, and I don't have the crash either.
Have the what?
I don't have that coffee crash. Like when you
Oh,
get
a crash.
that yeah.
Well, another thing, really, if you get a real good night's sleep or even rest,
Yeah.
you got your table set for the day.
Right.
why you want all these stimulants, because you're only sleeping 4 or 5 hours a day, six, but not quite enough. I don't think you need to go to sleep for 8 hours. As long as you get the rest, you're in the bed for 8 hours. You don't have to be out like a light. Your body's shut down. You're relaxing. Your head's, and I call it the head spinning when you put it on the pillow, you're thinking about everything, that nonsense. The good rest, good sleep in is wondrous.
It
I think
definitely is.
not talked about enough. And I a lot of people don't eat breakfast. I never go without a breakfast. Ever.
What do you actually eat for breakfast?
Usually it's egg whites and potato. I have a little potato and a little onion mix. I'll have about 6 to 8 egg whites. I'll have some strawberries, whatever season, whatever my fruit's fresh. And I have the green tea, and not only the green tea, I use the chamomile tea.
I like that too.
I hit them both together. Yin yang. It seems to work. I've been doing that for just ever. Sometimes I'll have an omelet with a egg white omelet, and I'll have some toast. I don't eat too much bread. I'd rather eat the potatoes. I think it's a healthier form for a carbohydrate, which you do absolutely need carbohydrates. You need fuel.
Oh,
Otherwise, you're gonna
definitely.
start burning your protein. You'll start burning you'll burn your muscle off. You gotta feed the body's gotta have some energy coming from somewhere.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. I think that's one of the problems is that when people try to lose weight, they try to starve themselves and they try to eat less and less, and then they have this crash where they just are so tired because their body is lacking the protein and the nutrients that they need.
Well, again, as we talking, as you get back and you're older, you don't want to start eating up your lean muscle along with your bone mass. You can look at people when they're a little older, the shoulders a little drawn, and that's losing bone mass. The protein's very, 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 very important with that, and along with even a good calcium supplement.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, it's,
Definitely.
you know, when you get older, everything that this seems like you don't exercise as much, you don't lay around, you're drinking more. All the things you shouldn't be doing, you're doing. Better off not. You're better off knocking. You're better off being a little crazy when you're young and do all kinds of whatever. It's a little bit easier to recuperate, and you have a lot more miles ahead of you, where you've been, bad all the time. Especially, I'd say after 40, you got to really kind of put your eye on the ball a little bit. I mean, you don't have to be quite like you and I, but there's a happy medium there where you can do better, and everybody improves. You will improve, and you'll feel good. And if you're healthy, the stress won't affect you as much.
And you know what, a lot of people say, beauty comes from within. And a lot of times, if you really think about it, it really does. It's how we take care of, well, we have partially DNA, okay? But if we do take care of ourselves, we can actually, by if let's say if we're deficient in, our family is deficient in something, like, let's say you see a lot of hair loss or people suffer from a certain thing in their family, it shows that they have a deficiency in their family. But if you could take nutrients and supplements and you can kind of, help your body kind of balance itself out. Sometimes you can actually help yourself. Like if you take collagen or if you take certain types of vitamins and supplements to help with your skin, keep your skin moist. Maybe your family has a lot of wrinkles. They wrinkle fast in their family. But then if you take care of yourself and you're taking the right supplements and vitamins and you're doing, you're eating the right foods, do you feel that you could actually help your body from within so you could compensate and not have to suffer from things out?
100%, unless you really have a genetic problem or you've got a disease that you know, I'm not against modern medicine in the slightest. I see more doctors and I know them. They're more becoming more integrated, which is
They
really,
are.
really, really, really nice. Back to you saying, I mean, absolutely, especially as you're older again, collagen, and we make a great collagen product. It's called Beauty Collagen. We put the hyaluronic acid, 10 grams of collagen. I don't know if you can see it.
I could see it.
Women need the collagen, and it's not quite a complete protein, unfortunately. The collagen is missing tryptophan to make it a complete protein. But for the women, the collagen, to keep that bone mass going, because without your bone mass and muscle, your figure's not going to be doing that great either.
Yeah, very true.
It'll be heading south.
Yeah. I take collagen. I take it with my protein drink in the morning, and you don't even taste it. And I just scoop it and I put it in, and you do feel a difference, And then even when I was taking, I had some joint pain. It was actually helping me with my joint pain, taking the collagen.
You know, don't forget you're under stress all the time, moving, walking, and your knees and everything. And the collagen is very important for tendons, and you didn't touch on any of that stuff. It's very good. And I know you take our keto collagen, which I do personally. I put it in my coffee, and it's very good. You know, life is what you put in is what you're going to get out of it. And I think, for a few bucks for an insurance policy for some supplements is not the end of the world. I mean, you can waste your money somewhere else, but I think this is pretty good. At least you can't go wrong if you're putting energy into yourself, and it's very, very rewarding. You ever talk to somebody where, you know, you try to get your point across and they just don't listen or don't care?
My father. Yeah.
The point I'm trying to make is, I remember I was in the gym with Arnold Schwarzenegger once, and he goes over and this we had he had a bar loaded with that. He starts tapping it on. I'm saying, "What the heck are you doing, Arnold?" He says, "These are my friends. They never talk back or give me no problems." So you're putting all the energy in yourself. How in the hell do you go wrong? And a lot of us experimenting. Every time you try a new supplement, you get excited. It's like going and buying a new dress, I think, or getting a new color on your nails. You know, it's that investment where it's a 100% you. It might sound a little selfish, but it really is effective.
Well, I kind of believe in
You waste
self-love.
your breath on people. You talk. My dad used to call it talk your lungs out, and you go nowhere. It's like a fish. You pull in one way, and they're pulling the other way. You could be 100% right. But I think when you put that energy in yourself, it's all positive, and you start getting results, and it really becomes a real excitement.
Exactly. And I think when people see the changes in you, they're like, oh, how do you look so good? Or you look so young, or this or that. But you know what it is that you, and I believe in self-care and self-love. In order to take care of others, or in order to be a mentor, you have to put yourself first and take care of yourself. Because how are you going to
Absolutely.
help others if you can't help yourself?
Well, you got to be an example, but you know, you can't make, you can, like the old saying again, you can lead the horse to the water, you can't make him drink. You know, a lot of people just don't like to exercise for whatever reason. And I don't know what to say about that. I think you need a little, I mean, like we've talked about before, you take your car and you get an oil change. I mean, you don't even put no trouble in any time into yourself. I mean, things are right. It's fun to have nice things and this and that, but I get off on doing stuff for myself and about myself. It keeps me going.
Oh, 100%.
Not everybody feels that way, but it's worked for me, and a lot of people I know, I think it's working for you. It's a great feeling. No negativity. Nobody can find a rebuttal against you with that. I mean, what the hell are you working on? What the hell are you taking vitamins? What the hell are you eating good food for? What's wrong with you? You're not going to hear that stuff. You're not going to get beat up over it unless you may be excessive compulsive. I mean, you know, that is too much exercise, too much training is not good for you.
No, it's not. It's not.
And it becomes very addictive taking care of yourself, especially the exercising can become very addictive. I talk to a lot of guys and I look at them that even in the gym, the great genetics, and they're in there every day. I says, you don't need to work out every day. Says, what do you mean? I said, I'll give you a perfect example. If you got a headache, you take two aspirins. You don't need 20 to get rid of it. Two will work. You got to find that
Happy medium.
happy medium, and you don't want to, you know, completely be hooked working out 24/7 or thinking about 24/7. There's a happy medium. Yeah, especially now at home, you can do with the bands and this stuff. You don't have, even need a gym to go to a gym. And you just got to be a little disciplined. Get 20 minutes in yourself is no big deal. It'll make a world of difference.
I was just going to say that, you know what, for people who might not be, in tip top health, and they might just be able to do, the bare minimum, just 20 minutes of exercise, even for someone that's healthy, just 20 minutes of moving your body. and doing exercise, stretching, it makes a difference. It makes a world of difference. And, you do whatever you can do, but if you could put like a bare minimum of 20 minutes a day, it definitely does make a difference in how you feel.
A huge difference. And on top of it, if you start getting some results, you're really going to get excited.
Yeah, definitely.
Really going to get excited if you get a little results. With a little tweak here, it doesn't have to be all or nothing. Like, just one, with the eating a little bit, and then with a little bit of exercise, it's going to get tremendous results, and you're going to feel very good about yourself.
Right.
Especially if you
Exactly.
drop a dress size, man, you'll be jumping for joy.
Oh, for sure. I think that's every girl's dream.
Yeah, and you got to have something to be passionate about. And this is a taking care of yourself is a no loser situation.
100%.
It's, you're not talking your breath, you're not talking your lungs out to somebody or just nod their head and go about whatever they're going to do.
Right. Exactly. Now, if you had to take today's conversation and you wanted to emphasize on a couple important factors, what would you like to tell the listeners today?
Listen to you.
Ah.
You're one of the best there is in this business. I've talked, oh yeah, you have the right slant on things, your head's in the right place. You and I are in a line. I do a lot of podcasts, so I won't do anything that are not health related or where I can get my point across of helping people.
That's very sweet. I think too, I want people to know where they can find your vitamins and supplements because I've been taking them for like 6, 7 years, maybe longer. I don't know how long, but it definitely does make a difference. I felt a difference in my health when I started taking your vitamins and supplements regularly. Now, where can people find your vitamins and
Pretty
supplements?
much Amazon, Walmart, any online, almost any health food stores, Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, Vitamin Natural Grocers, Vitamin, and a lot of many independents. There's no trouble finding it. All you got to do is look a little bit. I mean, it's right there.
Right. And what's your website address?
We're at cvcforhealth.com, and then we have superiorsource.com, two of them.
I think it's, you're an example yourself because when you look at you could see the difference. You look at a lot of 80-year-olds and they don't have the strength or the stamina or they don't, that positive bubbly attitude because they're starting to slow down. They see the differences, especially you get to 70, you start to slow down, you're noticing the changes. You get to 80, you're starting to feel it. A lot of people have a hard time rolling out of bed. They're feeling their joints, their back, this and that. And you keep going. You're like the train that little train that pulled all the other trains that wouldn't stop. And you're a true example.
A lot of us, there's no unforeseen things. To be honest with you, I tore my quadricep muscle about 6, 7 months ago, and it's been quite a recovery, and it's really taken some steam out of me. I was even in a wheelchair, and my assistant was wheeling me down to the gym in my house here. Even in the wheelchair, I was working out. I didn't want to lose that momentum and have to play catch up at 80 years old. I didn't want to take that backward step, and I don't know if I could get it all the way back again. So I was really dogged on it. But bar any kind of cancers or this thing, it's not, you can really stay vibrant. I'm not bragging. I'm still very sexually active at my age. I mean, almost every day. No, people don't believe me, but it's the God's truth. And it's just basically because I feel good about myself. I'm healthy. I have a lot of energy. I work out twice a day, and something. And me and my wife will have a date night, so that's three workouts a day.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and I'm not bragging, just the way it is.
No, that's very good. Most men in their late 40s going into their 50s, experience erectile
No
dysfunction.
way, man. Instead of Viagra, I need some Deagra to calm me down.
You're so funny. Oh my God.
Yeah, I mean, it's part of the process of life, but if you take care of yourself, it's like putting money in a bank. And if you need to take some money out, that means you might get sick. You still got some money left. You don't want to be living on the on with an empty bank account. And then when emergency happens, God forbid, you have no money.
Right,
So I
exactly.
look like you're building up the bank account by taking care of yourself. And some stuff's going to happen where you have to take a little out of the bank account, but you
Right.
still got money in the bank account.
Exactly.
That's kind of the way I look at it, to kind of build up like that. So I have a little reserve, like I have a torn quad. It's taken a lot out of me, but I'm still moving forward.
Yeah, it takes a while for to recuperate from a torn quad, but you eventually get there. You definitely eventually get there.
I'm going on like say 7 months right now, and it hasn't been fun, but I'm still doing okay. I work still. I'm doing everything I'm doing.
Right.
I do my best.
And
And I
that's all
got a
you can
positive
do.
attitude. I mean, what else choice do I got? I'm not going to roll over and die.
No. You have the perfect positive attitude, and
I
it
have no
shows.
choice. As long as I'm not getting any diseases or anything, I think I got a lot of years that I can be active. My
Right.
strength is still really good. I mean, a lot. I mean, I'm not bragging, but I mean, on the leg press machine, I can use 5 45s on each side still, even with this bad leg.
Right. That's amazing.
Yeah, and I'm still like I'll go to the gym and I, mix it with the young bloods down there, the young guys, and they get a real kick out of me.
I love it. Well, this has been amazing, Ron. I love having you on the show. And Ron has his own website, and his own podcast, and he's on our podcast community. He's always here to answer questions, and he is, he is really a health advocate. And you can find him on The Advisor, you can find him on his podcast, and you can find him on the podcast community team with all his information. Ron, today has been amazing, like always. I love talking
Fun,
to you. Yes.
fun,
A
fun,
lot
fun,
of
fun,
fun.
fun.
It is a lot of fun.
And you're so wonderful. Just putting this message out. This is what America needs. And you're a lifelonger, not some Johnny come lately. And all of a sudden, they got this hot little product. And they're all of a sudden, they're the big deal.
Yeah.
You've been pushing, and you're steady at it. That's what I like.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Well,
Thank
Ron,
you.
thank you so much for being on the show. I love having you on the show.
My
And
pleasure.
you totally are a mentor to me. So thank you.
My pleasure.
You have a great day.
Okay, same to you. Bye-bye.
Bye bye.